Chapter 1. Tracking Hurricanes. When a hurricane is on its way, people in the area are told to find shelter. They are warned not to use cars, boats, or planes. But there are some people who fly right into the middle of the storm. These people are called hurricane hunters. At first, this might seem like foolishness, but these people are trained to do this. They gather all kinds of information once they are inside the storm. They let scientists on the ground know how fast the storm is traveling. They fly in and out of the hurricane to report its wind speed and direction. Caption: The National Hurricane Center hires hurricane hunters. This plane is flying in the eye of Hurricane Caroline. Does this inspire you to become a hurricane hunter? Chart: How to measure a hurricane. Saffir-Simpson scale. Category 1. Wind and water damage minimal. Wind speed of 74 to 95 miles per hour, 119 to 153 kilometers per hour. Category 2. Wind and water damage moderate. Wind speed of 96 to 110 miles per hour, 154 to 177 kilometers per hour. Category 3. Wind and water damage extensive. Wind speed of 111 to 130 miles per hour, 179 to 209 kilometers per hour. Category 4. Wind and water damage extreme. Wind speed of 131 to 155 miles per hour, 211 to 249 kilometers per hour. Category 5. Wind and water damage catastrophic. Wind speed over 155 miles per hour, 249 kilometers per hour. Chart caption: The possible damage caused by a hurricane goes up greatly with each number. For example, a Category 2 hurricane is 10 times more powerful than a Category 1 hurricane. A Category 5 hurricane is about 250 times more powerful than a Category 1 hurricane. Scientists and hurricane hunters have a system for rating the strength of a hurricane. They rate them on a scale from 1 to 5. Category 1 is the least powerful. Category 5 is the most powerful.